government and the HSE have used the plan not to implement a better service, but to make savings on the mental health services. As a result, the amount of money, the percentage of the budget that's spent on mental health has continued to be reduced. In the Western world, it tends to be around 40% of the health budget. In Ireland, it's now at 6%, a little less. By and large, the experience of 70% of the respondents in the research is nationwide that the services that are promised have not been delivered, and those services would be, in particular, the 24/7 community crisis teams are not there. The assertive outreach teams required to work with the seriously mentally ill who have enduring mental illness. The provision of intensive care rehabilitation units has not happened. The provision of the high support hostels for people with enduring mental illness has not been provided. And as a result, then you can see in other reports that the prison population of mentally ill people has gone from about 3% now to over 8% of the prison population. And that's a horrendous statistic.
There have also been issues, particularly in Donegal, with regards to services for children. And we've seen a number of controversies in the past number of months, indeed, all of which seem to be concentrated on staffing and the fact that somebody retires, the HSE doesn't replace them, and then the service actually collapses as a result. I'm sure that's something that's being replicated elsewhere as well.
Yeah, the crisis in staffing is horrendous. We in mental health have about 600 vacancies in nursing at the moment in the mental health services. Retirements over the next 12 months will exceed the numbers of people who will qualify, so that 600 would be due to increase. We are currently in dispute with the HSE and we're in negotiation, and we've meeting now tomorrow to try and put in place measures to try and attract back some of those nurses who left the country because of lack of opportunity in the first place, and then having gone abroad and experienced the type of services that are available elsewhere in the world and find them much more attractive, are not inclined to return to Ireland. So we, in our negotiations, are saying to the employers, we've got to have terms and conditions that attract the young nurses back, number one. We've got to have the working life and work experience on the acute units and in the services, an encouraging one for nurses and patients crucially. But for nurses who are currently working in our system, who are aging and ready to retire, they can't wait to get out because the pressure in the system is horrendous. And we know from the research that your bed occupancy across the entire mental health service acute units, it's around 120 to 130%, which means that this morning throughout Ireland, there are patients who were discharged from, who left hospital last Friday on a weekend leave to go home to their families and were due back on Sunday, who received a phone call on Sunday telling them or asking them to stay at home for another 48 hours because we have a consultant who's under huge pressure trying to manage someone who's even more acutely ill. And you have this person who's gone home, they're trying to maintain out there without the proper services, and they're just hoping that they can help him to last out in the community and to recover while living at home with a family. And it's a very delicate balance and high risk, but that's the kind of service we're working in, and that's what makes it so unattractive to so many professionals.
Earlier this year, there was a huge controversy when the government was seen to transfer money out of the mental health budget into another area of the health service for budgetary reasons and accountancy reasons. Does that outcry, does that focus on mental health that came from the general public earlier this year give you any hope that the government will be forced to take action?
I think there's been an increasing outcry from the general public about the mental health services. And I know from, we had a very good meet with Minister Harris recently, and I know from speaking with him and also from speaking to other, both members of government and opposition, that the current politicians repeat on an ongoing basis their experience of being canvassed on the doorsteps by a lot of families who are looking for much improved mental health services. So that certainly is encouraging because for many years mental illness was hidden and the demand for mental health services was something that wasn't really supported by the community. Now that does encourage me, and I think, you know, at last we are getting some you know, positive responses. But there right now are verbal. We are involved in very serious negotiations with the employers right now. In the event that, you know, we don't get positive action to improve the services and to encourage our nurses to remain and to encourage those abroad to come home, if we don't get that, then we will take action, because we will not tolerate the continued deterioration of the services that they are. We just can't stand for it at the moment. And we know that the public will support us in that, but hopefully the negotiations will bear fruit and we get a better service.